Holiday magic is in the air, and DSW's got all the shoes to make your season extra merry. Believe, you've got parties to attend and lists to check twice, so DSW is taking care of the details, like gifts to make their eyes all aglow, styles that bring joy to your world, brands everyone wants, like UGG, Nike, Birkenstock, and more, and deals to make your budget bright. Find the perfect shoes for you and yours at a DSW store near you or DSW.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
We do have a game on Sunday, Browns Chiefs here. And I got to say, everybody keeps using the S word with, not that S word, guys. I know the uniforms are brown, but come on. Spoiler. The word spoiler for the Browns, not just this week, but with Cincinnati not yet mathematically eliminated from the playoffs, with the Ravens at the end of the season. And it's interesting that we're still using the word spoiler when the Browns are 3-10.
Yeah, I was thinking about something in watching the Rams 49ers game last night, Nick. And we talked about the 49ers yesterday and some of the parallels attached to the Browns. And it just kind of feels like when you're at this point of the season, it doesn't matter if the Rams can't score at all. The 49ers are just going to put up 0 points on the board, and they're just going to, Brock Purdy's going to melt down, and they're going to find a way to lose that game, even when the Rams are gift wrapping it to them. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's the part of the season that we're in. Like, so many people are talking about the Browns being a spoiler this weekend for a few reasons. The one score games with the Chiefs, they want the Chiefs to fall down, and the fact that Jameis did beat the Ravens, Jameis did beat the Steelers. But I think we've just evolved into this part of the season where it's going to take a Herculean effort by the Chiefs. I think going to try, but it's going to be a Herculean effort to actually give the Browns a win.
So it's interesting. Like, I think Jameis is the reason, and I think this is something we've talked about. I think Jameis is the reason that people think the Browns can play spoilers. The problem is, it's not like there's the same magic in the magic wand every single week. You know what I mean? Like, yeah,
well,
okay.
Sometimes it's a magic wand, and sometimes it's a pixie stick.
Yeah, or sometimes it's just an inanimate object. Like, sometimes there's nothing in it. And again, I'm not saying that Jameis can't, but it's just an interesting matchup. Like, I think so much of the Browns' spoiler, starting with this week, is about the other team. It's based on the idea of, wow, this is a team you don't want to overlook. Like, okay. And by the way, I'm happy playing in the waters that I have no expectations. I expect this weekend, because Vegas says it's a 4-point game.
Yeah.
I expect it to be competitive. I expect that really the only game I think that they're going to look like they're out of it going into it's probably going to be the Ravens game, as long as Jameis is the starting quarterback. I'm content there. But it's interesting. Like, I 100%, I totally get something out of being the spoiler. 100%.
For this week, or you mean any week?
Oh, any of these weeks.
And we have fun games coming up. Yeah. You got the Ravens, you got the Bengals. There's fun games coming up even beyond just the Chiefs. It does nothing for me.
So, okay, the Dolphins does nothing for me other than it's going to be a game and I'm going to watch it because they're my team. But yeah, I mean, spoiling the Chiefs, Dolphins, it would be, there would be nothing funnier. There'd be nothing funnier than this being the only other Chiefs regular season loss. They go to the Super Bowl, win the Super Bowl, and one of their two losses is one of the worst Browns teams I've seen in 6 years.
I don't think this is a great Chiefs team. I've said that before, though, and we've seen how it all turns
out.
To win. Well, they always do. When Mahomes is your quarterback, you always have a chance to win. And we also played with the idea that they're just practicing during the regular season. And then in the postseason, he'll do the same thing he did last year, where he went through the Dolphins, then the Bills, then the Ravens, and the 49ers, and made it look pretty easy. But I do think there's something to the idea that this Chiefs team, they got to learn how to blow teams out. That's what Mahomes said 3 weeks ago. And they've not been able to do it. And no one thinks they're going to just start this week. So it's going to be a close game, Nick.
Yeah, what's funny about that is because what you just said, I don't think they're that good of a team. I think everybody thinks that, and yet they're 12-1.
I know. That's why people are expecting them to fall, is because you're not supposed to have a 12-1 team that looks the way that they do right now.
Is it? So I think what's interesting, because again, there are a lot of metrics that do paint them as an exceptionally lucky team, or a team that their record shouldn't be 12-1. I understand all of this. But I think some of that's also just haterade.
We can't explain it, Nick. That's the part I think that bothers a lot of people. We can't explain why Mahomes is always able to pull the rabbit out of the hat at the exact precise time that he needs to.
Is that inexcusable in 2024 to say the word clutch?
But when you watch Mahomes, you know there's more than just that happens around him. And you can call it the refs. You can attach all sorts of other things to him. But he always is able to pull it out. I think it's just a valuable skill.
What if
I would put it in that category that you're talking about right now, although we don't like defining things as clutch. I would put it in that category, but it bothers the living daylights out of football people because they can't explain it.
What if it's just the byproduct of winning for as long as they've won? And I mean, this goes even beyond the Mahomes years. Like, they've been a consistent winning franchise. They've missed the playoffs one time since 2013, since Andy Reid took over. I think it was year two. I don't think they've ever had a losing season with Andy Reid. They've won two straight Super Bowls. They've been in four Super Bowls since 2019. Like, what if this is just the byproduct of winning at an excess level? What if it's not even luck? What if it's just this is what happens? You just learn how to win on a different level.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Is it just me or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Because I think that's like...
Well, there is something to learning how to win.
Because there's just a part of me that when people try and like diminish what the Chiefs are doing, like, yeah, I think the Eagles look like the better team right now. I think the Bills look like the better team right now. But at some point... I just think when you win in it, it's winning in excess. That's like, what it is. It's winning at an excessive level.
Listen, I don't know about the Eagles part of it, but I would say like the Bills and the Lions, for instance. You know, Bills and the Lions look like two better football teams to me right now. Yes, they, I can look at that and say it's not like we're saying the Chiefs are a middle of the pack dwindling team and they don't even deserve to be in the conversation. They're in the conversation. They deserve it, but they don't look like a 12-1 team. That's just irrefutable. But the thing that Mahomes does so great, third down percentage, they're best in the league. Red zone, they're best in the league. He just, the parts of the game that matter the most, for whatever reason, he's able to dial it in and lock it in the important parts of games, fourth quarter, five fourth quarter comebacks, leads football for quarterbacks this year. Like, he's just able to dial it in a way that I've just never seen another player do in football history.
I think here's a simpler way. It's the difference between Pat Mahomes and Joe Burrow. Like, Joe Burrow is having an MVP season statistically.
Yeah.
But, you know, for as long, ever since Joe went to the Super Bowl, and to do so, he beat Mahomes, was that 2021? Ever since then, the conversation has been, the conversation with quarterbacks, it's Mahomes and then Burrow, and then there's another thing. I think this is proof that this is just what Mahomes does. Like, Mahomes has consistently won, and he has not consistently had the most talented team around him.
Right.
I mean, that was a rebuilding year. If there was ever going to be a year where the Chiefs just stunk it up with Pat Mahomes, that was going to be the year. And so, like, I'm not trying to turn this into anti-Joe Burrow, but I do think we have to say, like, okay, yeah, this probably isn't a great team either. And yet they're 12-1, and I would, if you said right now, the Chiefs are the field, I see no reason to not just say, well, I think it's going to be the Chiefs. Because they defy logic. They just win at a level that is, yes, that is incomprehensible. And by the way, like, I'm not trying to dog Joe Burrow, but like, all right, that's the difference between Mahomes and Burrow to me.
Well, I think Burrow is always trying to play his A-plus game and is always trying to turn it on and always trying to do that. I think Mahomes just picks his spots. I think there's something about Mahomes, and you watch this throughout games, he'll see something in the first quarter and be like, okay, I'm not going to take advantage of that right now, but I'll wait and I'll save for an important moment to use that. And then late in the fourth quarter, he uses it and he takes advantage of it. Like, I think he works on another level when it comes to things like that. But these games are all incredibly close.
And yet, we dial it back to the Browns part of this. Yeah. Like, if Vegas puts this a four-point game, Vegas is the one that had the first Steelers game at 3.5 points where you end up winning that game. Like, all right. It stands to reason you absolutely can beat this Chiefs team on Sunday, which is confounding given how inconsistent and at points just downright bad the Browns have been.
Can you stop Mahomes in the fourth quarter when it matters the most? I would still contend you can't. And that'd be the reason why I'm not saying a spoil is going to happen. I do think the game's going to look close, though.
You would take the Browns to the points then? I don't even know I'm willing to do that. This is a stay-away game because, with the Browns, I just don't know. Yeah,
I can't even bet pizza money on this one. It's a complete stay away.
I just wouldn't want to.
You feel bad about it.
I'd just get mad at them, and I don't need to be any more mad at the Browns than I already am. 216-474-0092. So actually, going to start here. Can the Browns actually win this one? The Browns are 4 to 4.5 point dogs at home to the Chiefs, but the Chiefs have played everyone close this year. Are you feeling in the winning mood for the Cleveland Browns this Sunday? Quick hits coming up at 2:40. We've got Danan Hughes, who is a Chiefs radio analyst, at 3. We've got Jason Pinkston at 4. Darryl Ryder, and I mean it this time, will join us at 6 o'clock today, but 216-474-0092. At Nick Wilson says, at J. Peterlin on social media reactions on X, powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. The question is, do you really believe the Browns can win this one? Because Vegas says it's an opportunity. That and the spoiler. And the number one reason people think the Browns can play spoilers here on 92.3 The Fan.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies Rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.